Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what up, Red? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
There you go.
There I go.
There you go. Yeah, what's up, Red?
There I go, there I go. What's up?
Not much. How you doing?
I'm good, I'm good, I'm good. Just trying to enjoy this AC. Because I know it's hot, blazing. Well, I don't know how it's about now, maybe because it's later on at night, but, you know, it's hot out there.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. I was out for today, you know, it wasn't too bad, but, you know, could be worse.
Yeah,
it wasn't
absolutely
as humid. Yeah, it wasn't
well,
as humid.
Thank
it like
that.
Was, yeah, like, you know that feeling when you're cooking something in the oven, and you open the oven and the blast of heat just smack you in your face?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it didn't feel like that today.
Oh.
It didn't feel like. Yeah, it just felt like you opened the toaster oven and a little bit of heat hit you, not the big oven.
Not the big oven.
Yeah, you know. But yeah, what up, everybody? What's going on? Episode, this is like our third episode. I know we missed a couple of Sundays, you know,
third.
Due to some unforeseen, this is third, due to some unforeseen circumstances. But we are in the house, you know, and of course, this is of our culture, consciousness, you know, I mean, our world, conscious community and culture, you know, page that we have on Facebook, you know, where we here discuss, you know, majority or mainly, you know, African American issues. And we have a caller right now. How you doing, caller? This is. How you doing? Hello? Hello?
Ooh.
Yeah, how you doing? That's you, Red? Saying hello?
Yeah, that was me. I'm saying hello, trying to.
Oh. All right, well, either way, the call is on. If you don't know if you're here to listen or you can join or whatever you choose. But, all right, let's get right into it. You know, like I say, it's been a rough weekend for me, so gotta, you know, send my focus in another direction. So, Black Lives Matter. Does Black Lives Matter to us? You want to take
Black
it? You want to take it, Red? Or yeah, does Black Lives Matter to us?
I'll start off for a little. Do Black Lives Matter to us? I think it should, but unfortunately, I don't know where the disconnect is that it doesn't. Because, I mean, I feel like if Black Lives Matter to us, then why do we treat each other a certain way at times? Like, why do we treat each other, one another, a certain way? And I'm not talking about just, you know, like, why do we treat each other a certain way in terms of, like, if I have an opinion about something or if I'm trying to enlighten you about, you know, something, you're against it, or you try to be against it, or because I don't know if maybe if it's your belief system of what you believe throughout the, you know, years of your life or whatever. And I understand that. I understand it's hard to make change, or it's hard to see change, or it's hard to see something that you believe all your life. But you have to learn to open your mind up sometimes and, you know, try to see someone else's point of view. And especially if they're telling you something that, you know, of our history that, you know, maybe you didn't know about. Or maybe that because it was so drilled in your head about one thing, and then, you know, if that person knows something different, then, you know, maybe research on your own. So, I mean, you know, like I said, Black lives should matter. It should matter to us, but unfortunately, it doesn't a lot of times.
True. Well, you know, I'm going to just put it like this. I think black lives do matter to us, just it's selective. It's very, okay. I think it's a very selective thing when it comes down to our lives mattering to each other, depending on what we need to get from that person or those people. Sad to say. I mean, it's not to say that there aren't black people out there that do not care at all, because I believe there's some that genuinely do care. But for the most part, what's being seen nowadays is the fact that, listen, I'm not really caring unless you got something that I can benefit from it. But, I mean, if I have to call a spade, I mean, that's just a general, you know, American attitude. You know, that's like that. To me, that's what it's all about, to be an American. You know what I'm saying? To be selfish, to be, you know, tyrannical, to be, you know, selective. You know, bigoted, you know, in certain things. That's what it seems like. It basically is. You know? You know, what's up, Ron?
Peace, y'all.
Peace.
What's going on, brother?
How y'all doing?
Fine. All right, how are you?
I'm all right. Hey, you want to order some more of those empanadas? The spinach and artichoke empanadas?
You want it?
Yeah.
Are you sending them over here? Are you sending
them
over here?
I'm in Brooklyn.
I guess he's at work. But yeah.
Yeah,
right.
I'm here. Yeah, I hear what you're saying, man. First of all, man, first of all, I don't want to speak out of turn. Is it my turn to talk? I don't want to.
No, go ahead, brother.
Oh,
no,
oh,
you.
Okay. I don't know. This whole thing is contrived, man. Like the organization itself is no good. It's no good for us. You know, our lives matter, whether we black, melanated, or whatever. It's another situation for them to monopolize off that, perpetuate their shit. You know what I mean? So,
well, you know what?
It's just like, it's not for us.
This whole topic wasn't even about the movement. It was just the basic question. The main question is, like, do we even care about each other? With all the shit that's going on with the, you know, with the killing and everything else, like, how are we supposed to be respected when we're disrespecting each other on a constant basis? What's up, Lady T?
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Hi, Lady T.
Hey.
How you doing,
Lady T? I'm all right.
Yeah, so, you know, my whole thing is, like I said, this wasn't even about the movement. It's just a general question that we have to ask each other, a general question that we have to, you know, ask, you know, ourselves. Like, do we care enough about our own people or ourselves, period, to start doing the right thing by each other and the right thing for ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
Of all the protests and everything that's been going on, we're not being a shining example for anyone. We're not a shining example for us. We're not a shining example for all the stuff that just went down with George Floyd, and like we're asking for people to recognize what's going on with us with police brutality and things of that nature. But once again, what are we showing for it if we're still treating each other like crap?
Right, and look how fast that died down. Like, it's like everybody was in an uproar, and then now look at it. It's like you don't
artichoke, spinach, and cheese, empanadas.
Even, you know, nobody's even talking about it. I mean, not that nobody's talking about it or thinking about it, but what happened to all the uproar? What happened to the momentum? Now it's just like, once again, it's going doing the same thing. The momentum went down. Everything else is important now. They, you know, threw stuff for distraction. Now we don't, you know. Now it's like, oh, back to normal things again.
That's media coverage on what's really going on, because there's people like Until Freedom who has been there even before all of these killings with George Floyd and things like that. They just had a rally the other day, once again. There's like five other organizations other than Black Lives Matter, but what white America has done is focused on Black Lives Matter and made this the same way how the Me Too movement started off in the right direction, got funding,
started
and went the wrong direction, yeah. But my thing is they made it into a marketing campaign. So that's what you have. Everybody thinks that it's only Black Lives Matter that's out there on their foot. It's not. It's other organizations as well.
Right, I understand that, but that's my point. It's like that's where it comes from. Where is everybody's just focusing on one organization. Now, if there's other organizations out, then they need to come out to the forefront and you know let people know that listen, Black Lives Matter is not the only one out here. We're out here doing this. We're out here doing that.
Black Lives Matter also, and that's the problem. How it became so commercialized. It's
right.
People don't realize that Black Lives Matter is the saying and Black Lives Matter is an organization.
Well,
right.
Yeah.
So,
real quick, my thing is this. When it comes down to the whole movement, you know, I mean, it was hip. It was chic. It was you know, everything was like, you know, oh. It's it. So we're jumping on it right now. But now that I guess it seems like, you know, there are other people that are in the midst of it. Other people got their hands in the pot. You know, they're throwing out other names, you know, of people who, you know, contributed to, you know, the whole Black Lives Matter movement. And, you know, it's white money. And, you know, all of a sudden now everybody wants to kind of, you know, turn on the cheek. Because and I don't blame some of our people for like turning against it because it's, you know, it's been hijacked. The whole concept, the whole idea, everything is just seeming to be hijacked. And it went from peaceful protesting, then all of a sudden it got violent. People wanted to start, you know, doing graffiti, breaking stuff, burning down stuff. And some of these people, a lot of these people weren't even black. A lot of these people
right.
are not black, but yet, you know, who do you blame it on? Black Lives Matter, because these people are out here because of Black Lives Matter. And mm-hmm. somebody has to get stuck with it. Then you got other people,
right.
you know, possibly some other ethnicities who feel like, you know, oh, well, you know, why are you guys getting on the light right now? So, of course, you know, they're starting to put their two cents in, because I see some cats out there posting the whole black versus Latino thing, and I'm like, please, like, don't start that. Then the whole Nick Cannon thing, you know, the anti-Semitic,
mm-hmm.
please don't start that bullshit. Like, don't start it. You know what I'm saying? But when will some of us start getting hit to, you know, start becoming hit to the game? When will some of us start realizing, like, yo, it's all BS instead of pandering to it? You know what I'm saying?
That's been going on. We've always been killing each other. That's not going to stop, whether a white man was around or not. You know what I mean? My thing is, like, yo, we can't be doing it when we're trying to be free. We got all these organizations out here. They're not doing anything for our freedom. They're not doing anything for our sovereignty. They're not doing anything for reparations. So they're useless. As soon as you get funding, you get funding from a secondary source. You can secondary source. They control it. They control the outcome. They control the premise. They control the beginning. You know what I mean? So it's just like it's useless. How you doing?
You have people have organizations that are not taking the funding, that are getting the funding from their own communities and doing what they need to do. They've been around even before Black Lives Matter. So I don't understand that little saying Black Lives Matter is getting hype right now. It's marketing. That is marketing. What it is. There's other organizations that's been doing this for years upon years, decades.
PC
and they're not getting
like,
this light because their name may not be as catchy.
It's like they have PC Richards. PC
mm-hmm.
Richards was like Black Lives Matter. I'm like, oh my God, are you sure? And this is like months ago.
But you know that's about not wanting to you know lose money with this customers, which is, you know, with customers, that's what that's.
So if you're doing the
like
right thing, you ain't
got to
worry about that. You ain't got to worry about that.
You're
doing the right
thing.
You're
absolutely
right.
Right.
That's smaller. I get what Brett is saying with those big companies riding with it, trying to get publicity for it.
That made me think like you wasn't doing the right thing all along. If you
right,
got to say that.
Right, that's the thing. But
you know,
that's the whole thing. They're trying to hold on to. Like I feel like there's a whole bunch of them that's doing that. All of a sudden, oh, we stand with this, we stand with that. Oh, all of a sudden, y'all want to stand with this, with once again. What were you doing before?
I didn't hear Apple say anything.
Taking our money.
Apple say anything? Anybody heard Apple say anything about Black Lives?
Nope.
No, I don't think Apple really, you know, did anything. I mean, who cares?
Take out only. That's
who
it.
Cares? Like, I mean, everything like I said, the whole thing is all about. It's what's it right now. That's all it's about. It's what's it. And right now, I guess the whole Black Love thing is in. So everybody wants to start.
Well, they accomplished what they did. They made it more marketable. It's just a saying now. It doesn't even stand for what it stood for in the beginning. It's so commercialized right now.
Right, and see, and that's the problem. See, I think that's why it's to a point where like Black Lives mattering to us, you know, to our own people. It's just a mix up because it's just like, okay, we want to matter and we're trying to matter, but now, you know, which way do we go now?
Well, that's the thing. Like, I mean, I don't see how we could be lost. See, that my thing is this. So the Black Lives Matter so-called movement or whatever it was about is okay, the steam is slowed down off of it, especially since Trump wanted to talk about it, consider it as like a terrorist organization, whatever. My whole thing is, how do we allow someone to take what we started, you know, for a real good cause, you know, villainize it, and just say, all right, you know, we don't need it anymore. First of all, what we should have did was we should have kept a lot of people out of it. Like,
we should have researched funding. What's funding? When somebody funds you, how much do they have their hand in that? They should have researched that.
If you're worried about that, we could have started something else. You know, start another organization where we have control over it, where we have our people involved, where we have our people funded. It's that easy. People were scared of New World Order back during the time of George Bush Sr. Oh, New World Order. Ooh, voodoo economics when Ronald Reagan was around. New World. Start your own New World Order. We have to stop being afraid of white people. Stop giving them attention. We have to stop being afraid to give them attention because we think we're going to lose something. We're losing every day by not sticking together. Every dollar you don't spend on a black business is every dollar that a black business dies. But you know what I mean? A black organization. Start our own black organization and do with our own people. That's all you got to do. All you need is five can bring 20. 20 can bring 40. 40 can bring 100. 100 can bring 2,000. That's all
you
need.
You have to get people motivated to do that.
You have to have something that's going to be useful to our people. How you doing, man? Islam. You got your ID?
Well, my whole thing is what is the fact that we're being killed, you know, by police on a somewhat regular basis. Well, it's you know, to a degree, unless the media is not really covering it right now because they're back on the COVID-19 thing.
It's actually not that bad. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Really slowed down.
It's not that bad.
It's really like the every murder is bad. You know what I mean? You get killed by the cops. But
it's not being sensationalized. Like I guess now because you know you had enough cops from a whole bunch of agencies complaining about this, complaining about that. So I guess the media is taking the attention away.
That's what we want.
So that way, you know, right now all you're just concerning yourself with is looking at murder, and you know that's that. But it seems to be it's quiet.
Yeah, because
you know they talk about
yeah, for right now.
Yeah,
yeah exactly. Yeah, for
is,
yeah, for
a lot of
right
stuff
now.
Is going to change. A lot of stuff is going to change after the election. You're going to see a whole lot
oh,
of
yes,
stuff is going to change
course.
After the election. And they're going to and who they're going to attack? They're going to attack everybody black, no matter you gay, straight, feminist. They're going to get everybody, and they're going to hit it with that virus. They ain't even going to get, yeah, Black Lives Matter, yeah. Come take this virus. Come take this vaccine for that virus. You know what I mean? And that's what they're focusing on because that whole thing is depopulation of Negroes. And Negroes are worried about white people doing something for them. White people have never did nothing for us. So I don't even know why you're worried about it. I don't even know why you're still talking about the organization, Black Lives Matter, or any other organization.
No, it's not even the organization. It's just the fact that when are we going to stop just being woke and be conscious? When are we going to start, you know, when are we going to stop looking for leaders and become leaders ourselves?
We started today. How about that? Today is the day. July, whatever. What is 26? What is 26?
You don't
July
even know 26. The date. Come on, Ron.
July 26, 2020. July 26, 22, I do too.
I'm just saying, it's just sad that
yeah, it is.
You know
we have to
depend.
You got to do what the Chinese people do. The Chinese people go about us. They look at us as invisible people. If we don't represent a dollar to them, if they don't need us, they don't fuck with us. And we have to do the same thing to white people. You got to stop being up in their faces. You gotta have your own. Get another BET. How you doing? Man. Get your own BET. Start another BET.
240.
You know what I mean? You ain't gotta watch that. Start your own thing. You know what I mean? You gotta stop being afraid of the white man. The white man only got power when you cater to him. What's your mask, baby? The idea for the boss.
Well, that's exactly what Nick Cannon did. He bent.
No, Nick Cannon.
He showed the fear.
Nick Cannon did something.
What
stupid.
Did Nick
he
Cannon
was,
say,
was,
by the way? Does anybody know yet? Sorry, Ron. Does
he
anybody
was,
know
he
what
said,
he said?
He was saying some slick shit about Jews. You see what I'm saying?
He said black people are original Hebrews.
Have your idea.
He was kicking the Israelite stuff.
Oh, okay.
He was kicking the Israelite stuff.
And that's dumb. What's your mouth?
Is in here.
Yeah, he shouldn't.
I got
okay,
you.
So
put your mask on. Put your mask.
If he's gonna say that, you better back it up with something. But the fact
he
is,
can't
he,
back
just said
it.
It.
He can't back
he,
it up.
He,
Nick Cannon can't back up nothing, huh?
Well, I
you don't have any.
But
no. I said you don't
if
have
it any. Was now, Karis wouldn't have been saying the same thing for you.
Karis wouldn't.
And nobody ain't stepped to him about it because he can back
who?
Everything he say
who?
Up.
Who?
Karis won.
They know KRS-One ain't got no following. That's what it is. KRS-One is a musician that has no following. And he's a flip-flopper.
But he's a speaker.
He's a flip-flopper. He's a rapper. He's a rapper. And he's
but he can, but he can back
he's
himself
a
up.
He's a poet. He's an artist. I mean,
yeah.
It's rapper. Why do people defame rappers like that?
Right.
They're artists. They're poets.
He's a philosopher at that.
Yeah, at that, too.
Well, but yeah, and that's the thing. He's been because
I've seen and heard him
years.
Speak.
Yeah, you know, but a lot of people don't give him credit, you know, for that. I mean, you know, listen, I just see it like this. I'm not once again. I'm not about the movement. It's never been about the movement for me. It's the fact that why do we have to look for a movement, or why do we have to ride a movement out, in order to get some attention? Like, why can't we just stay focused? Instead of asking, oh, when's the next time we're going to boycott? When's the next time we're going to do this? When's the next time to do that? Don't ask. Just do it. Just do it. Because if our lives really mattered to us, then we would do it. Just no-brainer. We would just do our own research, find where the, you know, black-owned stores, the black-owned businesses are, and just cater to them. And just, you know, just work with them. That's it.
Well, we're going to have a bunch of Negroes that want to be on the line waiting on these Jordans, waiting on these Gucci's, this and that. You're always going to have that bunch. So you're talking about unity? I don't know, man.
Well, I kind of gave up.
We like nice things. That's what happens. That's going to happen. You know what I mean? But we got to make nice things. That's nothing. The whole thing is supporting each other and financially, physically, culturally. You understand what I'm saying? Creating that.
You're talking foreign. Because we weren't, you know, a lot of this generation wasn't raised like that. We wasn't raised like that. This generation wasn't raised like that.
Like I told you before, there are black people that do that. They're here in America. You just got to connect with them. In order to connect with them, you got to let go of certain things. Yeah. You got to let go of certain things.
But, yeah, I get that. But I'm talking about this generation currently.
In order to attract these people, these generations here, you got to have them. If you don't have that, what are they going to go for?
So what you got to have is the trinkets, because that's the only thing that they're looking at.
You got to have trinkets. You got to have something solid. You got to have something heavy. You got to have something light. You got to have something for your people. If our people need toilet tissue, who makes toilet tissue? None of our people make screwdrivers. None of our people make
pencils. But you know, but brother, you just said something about toilet tissue.
Hello?
But some of these people don't even know how to wipe their ass.
Well,
they don't even know how to wipe their ass.
Toilet tissue, if you have a toilet tissue, there are those that do.
You
got to
teach them. You go,
No,
listen. Not everybody wipes their ass properly. You got to teach them.
That's the foundation of it. Listen. I have a restaurant. If you're allergic to certain things in a restaurant and you can't eat, okay, I dig it. I'm not changing my menu for you because my menu is for my people. All right? There are a large portion of our people that do know how to wipe their ass. You're giving me every reason that saying that you're not going to make politics.
But you're not telling me, hey, that's a nice idea. On your menu, you do have to put your little disclaimer or whatever on the bottom that, you know, we use certain oils, peanut oil, or this oil that may cause allergic reactions, da-da-da-da-da. If you don't put that down, then you open yourself to be sued because you didn't warn them.
All right, thank you so
about
much.
What was going on. You didn't warn them about what was going on. That's how people get you. They get you because, oh, well, you didn't say that, or you didn't say this.
No. We got to do all that. I mean, you know, come on. You know, but that's what I'm saying. We have to have... You have to have something. It's not inform people doesn't mean informing people doesn't mean education. Education don't mean intelligence. We have to get started. You know what I mean? If I get the opportunity, I'm going to make politics. I'm going to make pencils.
Yeah. But once again,
after all this
if
time,
you can make all the toilet tissue you want, if I don't know how to wipe my ass, then the toilet tissue is useless.
Don't concentrate on
and I'm gonna walk
don't
around with skid marks.
There are those that won't. You worried about the wrong thing.
If you're talking about the ones that will, but how many is that going to help you keep your business open?
Listen, I met a lot of women that know how, so that's what I focus on. That's what I focus on. Hey, this woman, she know how to wipe her ass. You know, hey,
I mean,
you know, that's what I'm talking about. You worry about selling the house.
Right,
I'm worried about building one. I'm worried about building
okay.
the house. You know what I mean? We're going to sell it if it needs to be sold. If not, we're going to live in it. You dig what I'm saying? So you can't say
no, I mean,
nobody
I get
built
you.
A house. All right, baby.
I mean,
all right, baby.
I get you. But there still has to be. But there still has to be some level of...
Like a mess.
As Grand Poobah used to say, civilized and the savage. There has to be some point where people have to be, you know, educated on what's
when
going
you civilize,
on.
When,
right.
When you civilize
you know?
The savage, what happens is you have to civilize yourself first. Right? You know what I mean? And you have to.
But if you,
you
are,
know,
what if
from,
you are civil already?
That's coming from, listen. You know, it's all through interpretation, too. How you doing? When you start to civilize, when you start to step out of yourself and see others, the elevation, you have to manifest destiny. By manifesting self, manifesting knowledge of self, what you know, you bring forth to life. When you civilize a savage, you civilize a savage in many ways. Our people are savage. You know, Honorable Elijah Muhammad says we have to rise from a beast mentality to a God state. We have to get back to that mindset. It's the information that we take in. It's good to be conscious, but we're not taking in relevant information. No information is relevant. It's what's applicable. How you doing, beloved? Let's take out on
But how, that's the thing. Like, Lady T, you're into the education system. These kids come
mm-hmm.
young. If you don't break them into what they need to know while they're young, what's going to happen? What's going to happen for the future?
I fear what's going to happen,
you know what I'm
saying? For the future by the time they get to like junior high school level, when they're not even fully aware of themselves yet.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. I think we have to go a little deeper with it. The kids need to start being made aware of themselves early on, especially with the times that we live in now. Like, you know, everything
mm-hmm.
is more at a fast pace. You know, kids, some of these kids don't even have a chance to really, like, have fun. They don't have a chance to have a childhood because they have to grow up quick depending on the circumstances that they live in
mm-hmm.
or they have to deal with. So my whole thing is bringing about awareness later on. Like, come on, who's going to wait until they mid to late 30s to
Yeah, you can't wait
by
till later
time,
on.
No.
By that time, they're going to have so much regret on their plate.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that regret will change your attitude. So.
Exactly. That's why I forgot who said it, but there's a saying, youth is wasted on the young. You know what I'm saying?
So why you
spend some
so
of your...
So while we older, what are we going to do?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, we have to, of course, think about the future.
Got to build them.
Like,
we
have to change somewhere along the line. We have to change the tide.
How you doing?
We have to change the tide. Because if we don't change the tide, what's going to happen? It's going to keep. We're going to drown. It's going to be the same old thing. If we ain't teaching these kids out here how to swim, what's going to happen? They're going to drown. Who's going to save the future? Who? We ain't teaching these kids shit. Some of these kids,
unfortunately,
don't even know who the hell Martin Luther King is.
Right.
Some of these kids, they don't know nothing, and they don't want to know nothing. But and we have become complacent with the fact that they don't want to know anything. And I feel that's why I ask: do Black lives matter to us?
And that goes back to something I said a long time ago on several shows, that it starts at home first before you walk outside to your community and start saving your community. Make sure you saved your household first. It starts at home first.
Now,
then you
I'll
can go out there and do that. Hmm?
Now, I'll throw in that at you, Lady G. What about the people who don't have homes? And when I say homes, I mean like that structure. What about these kids, these families that don't have that basic structure?
I grew up in the crack era where a lot of my friends, they lost their parents to crack. And my home was some of my friends' home. You know what I mean? So that's what I mean when I say home. I don't mean it got to be, you know, just your family alone. Your child might have a friend.
Yeah.
Who needs help? That's how we used to help when I was growing up. That's how my parents used to help.
But see, nowadays, does that even happen now?
No.
I
mean,
know.
It does. But then you have to realize it does happen. But then, you know, once again, you might go into a home and the same damn shit is going on in a home.
Yeah,
and then that's
true.
The purpose.
Yeah.
Because, with, like I said, with things that's going on, with everything that's going on now in this world, it's, you know, like I said, everybody wants to do the same thing. Nobody's trying to do anything different. You know, everybody thinks that, like I said, they watch these shows and movies and stuff like that, and they think, oh, that's the way we're supposed to act. That's the way we're supposed to be. Oh, no, this home structure, oh, if you don't do this, you corny. Y'all, you know, y'all are corny if y'all don't do this, that, and the other in your house. So
yeah,
guess what? That kid
may
go to somebody else's house, and you know it might be the same thing or even worse at somebody else's house.
This is true.
The person before. Hello.
This is true.
What happened?
It's true.
Yeah, but what happened?
Like I said, and once again, that's why I asked the question: Do Black lives even matter to us? And it seems like once again, it's just it's selective. It's very selective.
Mm-hmm.
Unless Lady T or Big Red is doing something for me, why should I care about you?
Yeah, exactly.
And we ain't gonna get nowhere. Mm-hmm. We ain't gonna get nowhere with that type of attitude. And the thing is, a lot of us can't even front it off like the white folk do or other people do. You know what I'm saying? Like, they'll work together just to step on us. And they don't even have to like each other. But they'll do whatever it takes to keep their foot on our back.
Yep.
We can't even fake it off. We can't even sit there and be like, oh, you know, I'm gonna join an alliance with this dude, you know, so we can either build or we can destroy, you know, somebody. We can destroy somebody in the community that ain't doing no good, or we can try to build something for the community. Because, you know, you got that attitude, that pride, that, you know, oh no, I'm the boss. No, I'm the boss. Like, fuck being the boss. The hell with being the boss. Let's get somewhere collectively.
Yep, everybody want to be a chief.
Well, if everybody the chief, then ain't nothing going to get done because there ain't no damn Indian.
Nope, everybody wants to be that chief. Everybody want to be the head.
Mm-hmm.
And stop going to get ahead with everybody trying to be the head.
Like I said, I think it just boils down to that whole, like, Americanized attitude. Like, that's why I feel why we have, like, you have the whole outsourcing thing. Like, now, how could you say that, you know, there are no jobs in America, or there ain't enough jobs, or Mexicans are taking their jobs, and this, that, and the third, when outsourcing has been going on since, what, the Bush Jr. era? Outsourcing has been going on. But nobody's beefing about that. Nobody's going to the corporations, you know, saying, hey, you need to bring these jobs so we can work. Why? Because some of these folks, they don't want to work for the pennies that they're giving the people overseas. The people overseas, they don't have to give them benefits.
Right. But guess what? That's why we're going to end up coming back, because once again, with this corona thing, like I said, you have people working from home now.
Yeah.
So they may have to bring that back.
Mm-hmm.
This is true.
Because people are working from home.
It's true.
We don't know if jobs are going to be open or closed. You don't know what's going to happen.
White men know.
Oh, they already know, right?
They know.
Yeah, of course they know. We're going to be the last to find out.
Yep.
And then they're going to say, hey, here's the needle.
If we're not thinking already.
Well, listen, I as much as I would like to believe that this whole BLM movement came through and maybe sparked something, it's like it did spark something, it turned around and pissed right on the fire.
Because
I don't think
right
it sparked
it.
Anything. It didn't spark anything. We had funding for artwork in the cities and things like that. I remember the D.C. mayor was talking about that. So she decides to do, you know, the Black Lives Matter all the way to the White House or whatever. Same thing here. We had, you know, art funding, whatever. That's what they did. It is what it is.
Okay. And they did
these
that.
These people did more stuff during the Trump administration than they did during the Obama administration. As far as Black
as far
Lives
as what?
And all this stuff like that.
As far as Black Lives Matter? Black Lives, you must have not seen the history on that. That's been out. They've been doing the same things. It just got highlighted because right now they're demanding some sort of justice on all these cases. And I could already see what's going to happen with these cases. We already know what's going to happen with them. And then we're going to be silenced again. Is anything going to be put in law? The congressman that just died, John Lewis, had a voting bill that's been sitting on their desk for, like, forever. Why
that
is that not passed
nothing.
Yet?
That means not.
That's my point that I'm making to you. So why are we in this country and we still think Black Lives Matter to this country who started us off as slaves? Can someone help me understand that?
Exactly.
Let me tell you something. When it comes to, like, white supremacy, and this is the gateway of consciousness. You study white supremacy and you study what it's about. Once you take the hate out of white supremacy, you'll understand that their only concern was just themselves. See, it's Negroes that are concerned with everybody else. Oh, how are they doing? Or they supposed to give us this? That's a Negro mentality. Because when you understand white supremacy, you understand, like, we ain't supposed to do shit to you. We already got what we needed from you. We already got the new Negroes. The new Negroes is here, which was the Mexicans. after the Asians and Negroes worked with each other in 1901 and 1897, the new Negroes were the Mexicans. And they used the Mexicans for a bunch of years for labor force. And after them, they're trying to get rid of them. That's trying to send them back across the border. They couldn't send us back to Africa. They don't care about us. I mean, like, they've been beating our ass and killing us, I'm being nice, since 1901, since 1900. 1900, they've been killing Negroes and hanging and swinging from the trees and all that stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, black lives are not supposed to matter to white people. It's none of that, but they're not supposed to care. If you're not taking care of your own self, you get what I'm saying? So that's what that's about. That's why John Lewis was nothing but a zookeeper for whitey. That's all Mr. Lewis was. I don't care how no
you think so?
Walking.
I know what you think, but I go by what I know. I've been alive and kicking in conscious since 1986. I've seen all the tricks of politics. Politics is nothing. All them black politicians, all they are is just do people for whitey to keep the Negroes in check, keep the Negro animals in check. That's what it's all about. And once you start seeing it like that, then you'll understand what it is to get up off your ass and get up and do for self. What the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has been telling you, what Dr. York has been telling you, what Marcus Garvey has been telling you, what Malcolm has been telling you, what John Henry Clark has been telling you, what Claude Anderson has been telling you, what Boyce Washington has been telling you. They've been all telling you the same thing. It takes 100 years to understand one thing. Because we're under the thumb, we're under the gun, we fucked up in the head. You know, you brainwashed, and you need your brainwashed again to take care of yourself. You know what I mean? We don't need nobody else. All we need is each other. All we got is all we have is each other. We don't need the white. We never needed the white man for nothing. But he tricked you into believing that, hey, you need us. And he ain't doing nothing but still taking from us in Africa, in America, in England, in the Caribbean. And you still thinking that you need white people. You don't need them. You don't need Asians to run your business. You don't need white people. You don't need them.
How do you reach that, Ron? How do you reach that conscious black man that's listening to the show right now? How do you reach him?
If he hasn't
been reached already. Because there's a lot of them out there that has not been reached yet.
It starts with you. It starts with you. It don't start by nobody else. If you're not an example, if you're not the working, living example of consciousness, or just like they, how you doing, Bernard? If you're not doing your thing, you're not going to inspire others. I've been on Facebook for 2007. They're clowns that became conscious. Because not directly because of me, but indirectly because of me. But I kept pounding the nail. If I'm the hammer, I got to keep hitting the nail. And there's more nails to hit, I got to keep hitting. You know what I mean?
But how did you become that way? You brought some type of enlightenment, right?
Because I wanted it for myself, and I wanted it for my brother, and I wanted it for my sister. You know what I mean?
But once again, you had to civilize the savage.
It starts with self. It's just like the tissue thing. You worried about selling the house. I'm worried about building it. How you doing?
But that's the whole thing.
You worried about building it. You got to do something that's going to stand out. You have nothing. You got to realize you have nothing to lose.
But that's the whole thing.
If you're worried about losing, like Nick Cannon is worried about, after the fact, what he has to lose. Now he's worried about what he lost. He didn't think about it beforehand. And he got the wrong people around him. I knew he got the wrong people.
Yeah, but the whole thing, how do you see it as a loss? If you told the truth, how do you see it? All right, you got jammed up for it. How do you see it as a loss?
It's the truth for us. It's the truth for us. It's not the truth for them. It doesn't matter to them.
Who cares? Because you know what? They put their truth on us.
So why are we
accepting it?
No, listen.
Why do we accept it?
We accept it because that's what you're looking for. Some of us. Some of us really don't care about Nick Cannon because we know he wasn't built like that. And some of us know who Professor Griffin is. Professor Griffin is a bullshit artist. That's why Chuck D had to sit him, like I was telling you before, Chuck D had to sit him down a bunch of times to tell him about himself. You understand what I'm saying? Chuck D, if Chuck D was a real brother, he would have pulled him to the side like, yo, be careful about what you're doing on your show. You got a lot to lose. Nick Cannon employs about close to 1,500 people. And I'm being nice. Griff employs no one. Maybe 5 to 10 people. You dig what I'm saying? Griff does nothing. Griff thinks about himself. You dig what I'm saying? And it was very,
you know,
and it was like,
Griff.
Yeah,
Professor Griff.
If Professor Griff was a real brother, he would have pulled Cannon aside before the shit, before they aired. Say, yo, man, be careful what you say. You can still get the message across. You can still get the message across, but do it in such a way. It doesn't mean that you're scared, but it means that you think about not just yourself, you think about other people. You know what I mean?
Didn't we see the same thing with Arsenio, though, when he brought, was it oh my gosh, I'm trying to think who. Yeah, when he brought, oh gosh, the name is like at the top of my tongue. Oh, y'all know who I'm talking about. He brought Farrakhan on the show.
Yeah.
And the same thing pretty much happened to him. So it's like.
Which was dumb, you know what I mean? Because Arsenio Hall is not built, because Arsenio Hall is not built like that.
Listen.
So you're trying to say because a person is not built a certain way, they shouldn't try to at least enlighten people or bring people that can awaken.
Let me say it's stupid. Let me be the stupid of it. I'm a pimp. I ain't gotta tell you I'm a pimp because I live it. You see the cars, you see the clothes, you see the jewelry, you see the bras I'm with, I'm rolling. You know I'm a pimp. You know what I mean? I ain't got to tell you I'm a pimp. So with consciousness, you live in it, you ain't got to say it. You get, everybody know you in the entertainment business. Everybody know you got money. So they're attracted to you because they want either the fame or the money, or they want to be next to somebody. You think what I'm saying? So what it is, you can still be conscious and still not be, you know, like, super, I got to be super Mr. Black Man. That's not your job. If you're conscious.
But do you really think that's what he was trying to be?
I think he was. I think he tried to follow.
Nah,
what,
I think he was going for ratings.
Hold on.
I think he was going for ratings.
Y'all really think he was doing it for ratings?
No,
I don't think so.
No, because a lot of other stuff you could do for ratings.
Yeah, I don't think he was doing
it for ratings. He has wilding out for that, you know, to do some crazy shit. But what it is, he was going with the climate.
No, I'm talking about Arsenio Hall.
Oh, Arsenio. Oh, okay. I thought you meant Nick.
No. Arsenio Hall was doing that for ratings in the background.
Gotcha. Okay.
But let's keep it real. Arsenio Hall is a dream. You know what I mean? Outside of that, Arsenio Hall, let me tell you about when Charlie Murphy couldn't hang around Eddie. When Charlie Murphy couldn't hang around Eddie, he always had Arsenio because Arsenio was swinging on it for Eddie. Arsenio Hall would do what Eddie couldn't do. And let's keep it real. Yo, bro. Because there was times that Whitmacaulay couldn't have, like, certain places that he went, he couldn't bring his bodyguards because some of his bodyguards were, like, ex-criminals. You know what I mean? So let's keep it real now. Arsenio Hall is a dream.
I see it like this. Arsenio Hall having Farrakhan up there, first of all, it wasn't the right platform. Arsenio Hall was not the right platform. That wasn't the place to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the reasons why it probably backfired. If he was going to do it,
but
he should have did something separately.
But bringing it forward with like Nick Cannon, like, you know, there's no need for that. He was trying to be super nigga. In a climate of what was going on, he tried to ride the wave to see how long he could ride it.
When Kaepernick took the knee, Nick Cannon was with him with it, even when they fired him. He was still doing this behind the scenes. I remember a year ago
Nick Kaepernick is not a black man. He's not really a black man. Nick Kaepernick.
Okay, here we go. I'm
study.
Talking about for the cause, what the purpose was for the knee. Even when he got fired, they were still out there protesting. He was still for it. You can't tell a person what they built
well, you
for
know
and
what
they not.
Right.
Well, you know what?
Hold on.
Real quick. All right. Real quick. I got to ask Lady T a question. And Big Red, too. So do you think Kaepernick would have got that much like if he was
you don't
just
want
straight
him?
Black?
Of course.
Like he was
well,
like if he was a dark skinned black Negro. Like you think
I don't even
all
think
that
Nee would have lasted that long if he was a dark skinned Negro. I don't
Absolutely.
Even think that Nee would have lasted that long. He
you
probably would have did it maybe
park.
One, two, three times and that would have been it.
You can't double park, my brother.
It wouldn't even lasted
okay.
that long. Come on.
Take out only. Either or.
Yeah, because like I always say all the time, it's like you know, it seems like, you know, somebody that you know, not saying this, but it seems like somebody of a mixed race, there's always somebody of a mixed race that always has to speak for us, or always, you know, always out on the forefront, like when Jesse,
baby,
what's his name,
who
Jesse
they
Williams,
that's
when he
who
made
they
that
choose.
Speech on, right, but when Jesse Williams made that speech on BET that time,
and Jesse Williams, and Jesse
ago,
Williams,
this is what I'm saying.
And Jesse Williams is
yeah.
nowhere to be found now. He's nowhere to be found now.
He's on Grey's Anatomy. He's somewhere around, but yeah.
He's on the show. He's been on Grey's Anatomy.
Right. Do you see what I'm saying? But it's
yes.
just that it's
he's
sad
nowhere.
That
he's
like
nowhere.
That.
He's nowhere. He's nowhere. And the things
it's
he was calling.
Okay,
calling,
so but why is he? Okay, if he's not nowhere to be found, why is that? Was it because of the
because
speech?
He was chosen. Because he was chosen, beloved.
Chosen by who?
He was chosen. They choose. They,
by who?
they choose our leaders. Yes, they do. They choose who they want to
he
be.
He wasn't a leader of nothing. He went this
no,
because
he
gave a little
he
speech.
Wasn't.
He wasn't
he was
a leader of anything.
I don't understand how he was a leader because he was a daggone actor. I don't know what he was leader
all
he wasn't
of, all
leading
of
anything.
I'm talking about anybody. Even Honorable Elijah Muhammad. They chose the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and they switched Honorable Elijah Muhammad out for Farrakhan. You think what I'm saying? They got rid of Marcus Garvey for Noble Drew Ali. How you doing? They got rid of Noble Drew Ali for Marcus Garvey. You know what I mean? So,
I mean, you know what?
They switched it out. It's control,
so the light skinned black technically doesn't
yep.
represent anything but white.
Yes.
Well, in a way,
it kind of does. You know that, right?
It's control. Back to Kaepernick.
Yeah, kind of.
It was an Asian chick that broke it down because it was a chick that he used to date. It was a chick that he used to date that she brought it home. She was like, he wanted to get out of a contract. You understand what I'm saying? And he used that whole, you know, black this, black that to get out of it. And it backfired, and he ended up like, okay, I got to run with it.
Is that his chick now? Because some of these chicks I really don't feel like believing.
He was screwing every in San Francisco.
That's, I'm just saying,
ever,
is that his chick now?
Ever,
or she
ever
just
been,
felt like selling him out
was,
for the height of
was,
for the height of what was
she,
going on?
No, she didn't mm-hmm. sell
she wanted
to
check.
She told.
She wanted a check.
She told.
Mm-hmm.
No, she didn't get no check. She was in San
that
Francisco
we know of.
Time.
Please,
San
they
Francisco
pay you for
time.
These stories. They pay you for these stories.
But it was in, I think it was in the New York Times or something like that, some magazine, and it was online or something like that. What it was, when she said it, it resonated like that makes sense. He wanted to get out of a contract, and he didn't want to play crazy, but he wanted
so
to
she said,
do whatever.
So she
I'm
said
like,
she probably wanted to get out of the contract, the other contract.
No, you're missing the point. You're missing the point. there was one other person that said it, and I was like, he's bullshitting. But when she said it, because he got pictures with her, they used to fuck. You know what I mean? It was like, oh, and she used to travel on the road with her. And
that
they
don't
broke,
mean
they
nothing.
Broke.
Excuse me. What are we talking about?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
You're trying to defend
I'm not defending anything,
nothing.
But you have
so
chicks
why
that
was,
don't play their position.
Why
are you selling him out? For what if you're not
you
getting
listen,
a check?
Listen, you
I don't care about Kaepernick because you know what I'm saying. I mean, and it's not to cut you off, brother, but you know, like I said, we got 6 minutes left, and I don't care about Kaepernick because you know what? In the grand scheme of things, he still got more money than all four of us. He's doing him. So no matter whichever way the pendulum swings for him, he's still going to make money. He's still going to make sure he's relevant. But there are people out there that are still dying, people that are losing their brothers, fathers, sisters, little children, you know, to all types
mm-hmm.
of violence. And once again, the big question is, do we give a damn enough about ourselves to make the necessary changes? And it seems like I don't really know. Maybe we've got to wait until 2021 to start seeing things. But right now, you know, it seems like everything is simmering, and I'm waiting for the pilot light to go off and the pot food get cold.
Everything is off, brother. Already
that food is already cold.
That stuff is cold, and they don't sold the stove. They're selling everything. The kitchen sink. They're selling the bathroom tub and everything, bro.
Everything happens in cycles, and we're going through another cycle of this again. That's what it feels like to me.
So when they put another knee.
This is my point. That's what I'm saying. Everything, then we'll be back protesting. It's cycles, man. It's cycles of six. It's like the definition of insanity. Over and over and over and getting the same results, right? Come on.
Of course, old boy wasn't even in the grave, and they did it again. They did it again where Chicago or Illinois or something like that.
They did it on history, repeating itself because
Negroes don't think different. Negroes are scared to think different, and they keep reaching out to white people. And white people,
we know that. You gotta stop
depending on them in politics. You gotta stop depending on them in business. You gotta do for self. And how many, you don't have no more leaders, but how many times you listen to the leader's message? Asian people.
The hell with the leaders. The hell with the leaders.
No, we
ain't got no leaders.
If you listen, yes, we do. You listen to what the ones who were successful, you listen to them, and you take from their messages
about what
they were talking about.
What leaders are you talking about? My thing is, what leaders are you talking about?
I'm talking about the leaders of old. I'm talking about Malcolm. I'm talking about Garvey.
He's talking about this.
Okay, but you know what? No, I understand what you're talking about. But those leaders are not, unfortunately, their leaders are not here anymore. So we need somebody now that's alive.
And those leaders, Ron, hold on one second, Ron. With those leaders, our generation, we took that in. But what are we going to do with that now?
They ain't trying to hear because you ain't trying to push the message.
Motherfuckers
still make peanut butter and jelly. You telling me? The youth ain't eating peanut butter and jelly, and they're still making billions of dollars of peanut butter and jelly? Come on.
I push that message all the time. I don't want peanut butter and jelly.
I don't want peanut butter and jelly. I want Red Lobster, damn it.
Yeah, but
I don't want. I don't. You know what I'm saying? I want
the
good
jelly,
shit.
You're missing the point.
Nah, I don't think so, man. I don't have. I don't have faith in our people like that.
Listen, it's the same shit that keep happening because the messengers
and we allow it
coming. They didn't hear from the. You didn't hear about what Marcus Garvey said in 1919, or hear what Carter G. Woodson said. 1925 or 1910.
Ron,
you know what I mean?
Some of these cats out here can't even spell. You got to do it.
This is how you beat these people. You're making fun of them. I'm being serious, though. I'm being serious. There's a lot of things out there. I got the message. I'm moving, brother, just like you, brother.
And it's like, yo, some of these cats out here, they just plain stupid. They don't want to learn nothing. They don't want to know nothing. They don't want to do nothing.
But what do you want to do? What can you manifest for them so they can see and be attracted to you and do what you
education.
Do? You have to be in order
we got to start,
in order
you have to teach
reflect,
them who they were.
In order to have your light reflected, you must be the illuminated one. You must be the light. If you are the light,
right.
You to have power over all things. No one else.
So before we head off, Lady T, parting shot. Shoot your shot.
I don't know. We have to get at them quick. I told y'all already. We really have to educate them. Find a way to.
You can't
we are their role
them.
Model.
Let's go.
Big Red.
Let's move.
It's all about education. We have to enlighten them. I acknowledge to the young black youth all the time. And you know what? A lot of them don't want to hear it, or those who want to come out.
Take it around the
block.
Do what you got to do. Don't double park.
You know, it's all up to them.
True. Ron, parting shot.
Yeah. I already said what I said. I'm on my thing. You know what I mean?
Love you,
how you
brother.
Doing? What's your people at?
Love you, brother.
Love y'all.
You, brother.
All right. You got to move your car, beloved.
Another one in the can. Lady T, Ron, Big Red. Love you guys. Have a great week. Be safe out
there.
Have
a good week.
And
you too.
Absolute Truth, hopefully, tomorrow night, Monday night, Blog Talk Radio, Hot Rod, John Black, and the infamous Lady T. Peace.
Good night, y'all.
Peace out, guys. Good night, y'all.
Later.